We're also joined by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Secretary Pryor, a lot of the incentive programs that were granted to your agency by the General Assembly and signed into law by the governor are celebrating their one-year anniversary. What dollar value of incentives has the state's Economic Development Agency dished out, and what has been the return on investment?
A very nice return. First of all, on the Rebuild Rhode Island Tax Credit Program, that's the workhorse program for real estate. It's tax credits that fill a gap to get a project done, fill a gap in the budget. About $40 million of investment's been made, yielding, ready for this, $400 million or so in development. So a terrific leverage scenario, a terrific return in that sense in terms of just the capital being invested in the economic activity in the brick and mortar. Beyond the borders of the project, beyond the walls of the project, there's much more that happens, of course, where small businesses are assisted because of the contracts they get, et cetera, et cetera. That doesn't even count our jobs incentives, which are helping companies to grow and to relocate. We've done over a dozen real estate deals. We've done 9 going on 10 jobs deals, meaning job expansion, job relocation. We've done a couple of TIF deals, which is tax increment financing, both of them for hotel projects to get hotels going. We've got 3 new hotels underway in Rhode Island, with a 4th on the plans for Wexford, the Wexford complex that we've talked about in the 195 district, for over 500 new hotel rooms in the Rhode Island market. We could use it because the tourism economy is improving, and those are the kinds of the projects that are getting built.
All right, let's go to Scott.
Why do we have to go to Arizona to find a tourism company to help us publicize Rhode Island?
We have brought in local vendors multiple times to do our work. As a matter of fact, I will note it, IndieWhip was a local vendor that got us embroiled in some of these troubles. I'm not blaming or assigning any particular point of view.
That was the cooler and warmer fiasco.
Yeah. We absolutely do have fantastic local talent. We seek it. We aim to bring it in, and we're proud of Rhode Island businesses. But in this instance, this particular company actually already does the work on the ground for the Providence Tourism Bureau and the Newport Tourism Bureau. They know Rhode Island extremely well. And frankly, we can't afford any more mistakes. We got to get it right. We owe it to Rhode Islanders to do the most professional, the most outstanding job possible. This firm knows Rhode Island and is one of the best in the business, attested to by our own local tourism bureaus.
Secretary Pryor, I'd like to do a lightning round with questions on a couple of projects or pursuits and where they stand. Where does the state's pursuit of PayPal stand?
Still an active conversation.
Wexford's proposal for the I-195 district, whenever we ask about it, we hear it's close. When are we going to actually see something move forward on that?
It involves many, many moving pieces, but I can tell you that every single day our team is working on it. I'm a participant in that team, and I can tell you it's a vibrant, ever-advancing project.
And before we go back to Scott, the Superman building has been part of the discussion around PayPal. Is the state any closer to bringing a new use to the Superman building?
We are, on a periodic basis, able to introduce new potential tenancies, some of which you know of, PayPal, and some of which, appropriately, we won't be saying out loud because companies don't want it to be disclosed that they're looking for all kinds of reasons that have to do with their own business. But as recently as the last couple weeks, we introduced a new potential tenancy that is from outside of Rhode Island to the Superman building to let them take a look. We showed them other properties, too. This is a process that's ongoing. There is interest in 111 Westminster, and we will try until the job gets done.
The developers pay too much money for that building. It certainly looks that way.
I think that the developer, the ownership and development team, they're going to have to look very hard at the numbers, and they're going to help. That they're going to have to contribute to any new life to that building.
They're going to have to take a hit, in other words.
They're going to have to contribute to the project in order to get it done.
There was a recent Wall Street Journal opinion piece that was very laudatory to your boss, Governor Raimondo, for pursuing economic development when some Democrats are focused on identity politics. But we saw how Donald Trump got almost 40% of the vote here in Rhode Island. That could be seen as a rebuke to Democrats and Governor Raimondo. What do you say to those Rhode Islanders who don't believe Governor Raimondo and your administration is getting it done on the economy?
Well, I think people are every day seeing more and more signs of positive economic activity. We're pleased with the fact that in terms of private sector jobs, we've now regained all the jobs lost during the Great Recession. That's a very important benchmark. It was a very tough recession for Rhode Island and for much of the Northeast and beyond. We're proud of the fact that we've gained the jobs back. And we have a mini hit parade. It's not enough. We're not done. But committed Rhode Island companies like Ocean State Job Lot, AT Cross, Greystone, they're making it happen in Rhode Island. They're expanding here rather than elsewhere. And then we're introducing new companies like GE, like Ivory LL, like Trade Area Systems, who are making it happen in Rhode Island anew. So we think that there are signs aplenty, but stay tuned for more. We're going to see some more wins.
Just wondering, what do you say to that family in Cranston? Say, mom and dad working two and a half, three jobs, making like maybe $80,000 a year with a couple of kids. It doesn't seem like they're doing any better than they were the day Gina Raimondo came to office, or maybe the day Don Ciccieri came to office. What have you been doing, except for the earned income tax credit, for that family?
Well, that's an important point, so I'm glad you make it. The earned income tax credit, enhancing it, is critical
to
ensuring
take-home income. But it's not tops in New England. We're still behind other states.
Ensuring that the minimum wage is fair.
It's $1.40 less per hour than Massachusetts come January.
In addition.
That's not fair.
In addition, Governor Raimondo was focused on creating the kinds of jobs that really matter for Rhode Islanders. So that's why you see it's not just the GE digital jobs, which, by the way, include economic activity that help all Rhode Islanders, but it's also a small business loan fund, a $5 million fund. In memory, we haven't had the ability for the state to lend to businesses through banks and other lenders. Now, finally, we have $5 million on the street to help small businesses, mom and pop shops, ground up new businesses that Rhode Islanders are starting. And then look at the kinds of businesses that we're encouraging here. Ivory Ella, the digital apparel marketer and seller, is making shirts in Rhode Island, making shirts. Greystone manufactures auto parts in Rhode Island. These are the programs that Governor Raimondo has introduced and that are getting things done.
Donald Trump has chosen billionaire investor Wilbur Ross as his commerce secretary. What do you see from the incoming administration in terms of how it'll impact economic development in Rhode Island?
On the whole, our jury's still out. You know, we're taking a close look at the administration hires, and we'd like to see greater diversity in terms of perspectives and in terms of people's communities and the ways in which the business is conducted within the administration. But I will tell you that one encouraging factoid, Wilbur Ross is on the board of the Brookings Foundation, the Brookings Institution. I was interested to note that. I haven't met the man myself. We'll have an open mind to work with the administration officials, but we'd like to see the Trump administration be a little bit more open-minded and a little bit more consensus building in the way it goes about its hiring.
And we're almost out of time here, but the Providence metro area is considered among the most heavily regulated for land use in the country. We see how there's concern that a lack of housing inventory could tamp down the housing recovery here. What should the state be doing to encourage more home construction in Rhode Island?
Rhode Island Housing does a terrific job as an intermediary housing finance agency, and they've been giving out the right kinds of incentives for mortgages, for first-time homeowners, for deposits, all kinds of assistance. They've even had a program that helped new graduates of colleges and universities in our midst find homeownership opportunities. They've been ever innovating.
They've been doing that kind of stuff for quite a while, and it seems like it's not changing the fundamental status quo where Rhode Island is suffering from a lack of new housing construction.
Well, I think we should both inquire into their new programs more, but they're their best spokespeople. But I can tell you, I'm impressed by the new programs and the new activity they're introducing. In some instances, they're exceeding their previous benchmarks.
All right, we're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
And State Commerce Secretary Stephen Pryor.
Thank you, Ian. Scott, good to be here.